Welcome to another experience by SMOTP. And I was wondering and thinking about you, listening to this, relaxed somewhere, feeling comfortable and being aware of how I sounded in your ears. And I thought of how you might be lying down or sitting somewhere comfortable, like your bedroom, to lie there on your bed, secure. And I wondered how it would be if, while you were listening to me, talking to you, that you felt perhaps getting a little bit more comfortable as my voice droned on and on. That if you found that your legs and arms were getting a little heavy, that if you were feeling more relaxed as you listened, and that your limbs were getting more and more comfortable, and your muscles were unwinding after a long day, and you were just feeling so comfortable, and feeling that comfort washing through you as I talked, I wondered how it might be if you found that your arms and legs were so relaxed that it became quite hard to move them, that you just felt almost that your legs and your arms were heavy and pressing into the chair or the bed, and you just felt so lethargic, so comfortable and relaxed, that when my spirit begins to appear near you, that you just accept the fact that it's just another one of those things. And as you lie there, your limbs heavy and relaxed, and your neck unwinding, the muscles flowing to a relaxed state, that my spirit, my avatar, my presence firms up beside you, and you can see the outline of me, feel my presence there near you, and you can feel my fingers stroking your forehead, brushing the hair from your face, and my hands stroking your neck and your shoulders. And as my fingers stroke and touch, all the muscles beneath them just unwind, smooth out, and lose any tension. And I sweep those calming hands down over your shoulders, your arms, your chest, down to your tummy, down over your hips and your thighs, down your legs to your ankles. And you're so relaxed now, so comfortable, so unable to move your legs and arms. And when my ghostly fingers begin to undress you, you just lie there and accept, as my hands remove your clothing, item by item, until you're nude for me, exposed, and my fingers and palms of my warm hands stroke all over your body, and you can feel their touch, feather light, and tingling wherever they move, leaving behind a trail of delicious, tingling pleasure. My fingers on your neck, where your pulse throbs, throbs, throbs to the beat of your heart, and that warm tingling like treacle flowing from my fingers into your blood as it pumps around your body, relaxing you further and making your whole being tingle with that delicious, aroused awareness, making your skin feel much more sensitive, feel much more aware, feel every touch and caress, not twice, not thrice, but four times stronger than normal. And you feel my hands brush down and around your breasts. You feel my two hands cup your breasts and squeeze them, oh, so gently, lifting them, pressing them against each other, whilst my thumb and forefinger of each hand rolls your aching, hard nipples between them, making them grow longer, harder, and ache so sweetly. And then my hands stroking down your ribs to your waist, encircling your waist, feeling your body arch as I touch, and then down over your hips to your thighs, behind your knees, and your limp and relaxed legs. I lift your knees and spread your legs wide, your feet flat on the surface, exposing you, opening you, and your legs stay where I place them, and I can see your sweet, sweet treasure, that secret, that warm and very wet place. And as I stroke my fingers down from your knees, down your thighs towards your pussy, your whole body begins to throb in time with your pulse. You can feel as though a ring of arousal, a ring of sensual pleasure, starting at your head and flowing down your body all the way to your knees and back up again like an echo bouncing back. And you feel this ring of pleasure throbbing over and along your body, up and down, up and down, all along you, encasing you in this smoothing circle of pure pleasure, tingling as it passes, making your muscles tense in that delicious, sensual way, making your whole body feel wonderfully aroused. And I just step back and watch for a moment as this sweet sensation pulses down and up and over you, making you grow more and more aroused with each breath that you take. And I will just walk around your bedroom as you grow more and more aroused, my hands touching your bedclothes, touching your fragrances, touching your possessions, feeling them, lifting each item to look at it as you grow more and more aroused, the pressure deep down inside your body growing, that familiar tightening deep in your pussy. Ooh, I can see in the corner of my eye how you're writhing, your back arching and your hips moving in that delicious figure of eight. Each pulse of your heartbeat making that ring of pleasure pulse up and down your body, dragging you closer and closer to orgasm. And as I continue to explore your bedroom, touching and lifting and looking at each of your possessions, I open a drawer and look inside. I found some toys. And you just get more and more aroused, and you feel that pressure so strong now. And as I walk around your bed from side to side, you get more and more aroused, looking at your deliciously writhing form. I take a little oil that I brought with me and pour it into my palm, and I start at your neck and smooth the warm, sensual oil into your skin. Oh, that feels so delicious. It adds to the arousal you already have, the extreme sensations that you can feel in your skin, how sensitive it is as I massage that warm oil into your skin, down over your chest and over those breasts, massaging and kneading them, rolling those aching hard nipples between my fingers. Oh, driving your hips to pump up and down as I squeeze and tug. And my hands smooth down your torso, making sure all of your skin is coated in this warm, delicious feeling oil. Down over your tummy, down over your hips, and down between your legs. My oil-covered hand cupping your pouting, sweet pussy, feeling its wet warmth in the palm of my hand as I smooth the oil over your soft labia, and my fingers just brush between them, parting you, opening you, ensuring that the oil is all over your clit. Oh yeah. As I just slide two fingers just into your opening, just to the first knuckle, and oh, stretches. Oh, that feels good. And I can feel the tension in you. Oh yes. I smooth the oil in down over your thighs to your knees, until your torso is gleaming and slick, and the oil has a property that begins to make your skin tingle a little more, makes your skin feel a little bit more sensitive. And you see me through the corner of your eye, step to one side, and you feel a disturbance in the air, a swish above your chest, swish above your stomach, swish above your hips. And I come close to your head, and in my hand you see a single tail leather whip, flexible and smooth, with a little knot at the end that will bite as it touches you. And I take the handle and just draw it across your lips so that your lips can feel the supple oiled leather. I draw the length of it gently over your face. You can feel its extent and that little tight knot at the very tip. And I take the handle and just stroke it down your chest, around each nipple, ache, oh, the touch, down over your stomach and slide it down between your thighs. You feel the rounded end of the handle touch your clitoris, circling it, and oh, you so want to come. You can feel the pressure, but not yet, not yet. And the handle slides down along your pussy, spreading those soaking wet lips. And I ease that thick, rounded head into your pussy. Oh, feel that stretching as I push and it slides into you. You can feel it all along you inside. Your pussy walls are so sensitive. Oh, and each stroke as I plunge it in and out, it's so sweet, and you so want to come. Little tiny droplets of moisture forming on the inside of your pussy walls, like little beads of condensation on a cool glass, coat the handle of the whip as it pushes in and slides back. And you get so wet, those tiny droplets merging, flowing, trickling from you. And when you are so wet that the handle makes a syrupy sucking sound each time I slide it in and out, and oh, you so want to come, you so want to come. And I push the handle in and out just 5 times. And as it gets to the 5th time, you arch and tense. And the first stroke in and out. Oh yes, the 2nd stroke now, in and out. Oh, you're coming closer. 3rd stroke, in and out. Oh, fuck, you're almost there. Last but 1 stroke, in and out. Oh, how it rakes over your G-spot. How you so want to come. And the last, final push deep all the way in. Oh, feel it touch you there. Feel your back arch. Feel that impossible tension, demanding release. And as I twist and pull the handle out, you come for me. You gush for me. Your pussy floods and trembles and clenches. And you come for me. Come for me. Yes, and as you're pulsing and trembling, I step away from you, and you hear the swish, crack, as the sharp bite of the whip catches your left breast and stings, oh yes, and you hear the swish, crack, as it bites your other breast, oh, sharp, biting, stinging, but oh, pain adding to your pleasure. Swish, crack, and it bites your stomach, and your back arches, and you feel like you're going to come again. You feel the orgasm still trembling, the aftershocks throbbing through you. Swish, crack, biting your thigh. Oh, the pain, but oh, it's so sweet. Swish, crack, biting your stomach again. The oil making it sting that little more. And your skin so sensitive that each touch of the whip feels exquisite. Swish, crack, bites your thigh again. This time, my love, it's going to bite your pussy. Swish, crack, oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, it hurts, but oh, so sweetly. And this next slash, my love, this next bite, this next touch of the whip will just touch above your clitoris, and you'll come for me. You'll come so hard that your back will push up, your hips will pump, and you'll squirt, all of those juices within your pussy, gushing. Are you ready? On the count of three, a whip will crack, bite at your clit, and you'll come for me. One, you ready? Feel it building. Two, feel it building deep now. Oh, all those juices deep in you. Three, swish, crack, oh, fuck. Come for me. Come for me. Feeling so sweet. Oh, so wonderful. And I just draw the length of the single tail over your body from your hip up and over your nipple. Oh, and the sensation as it draws across your skin is so sweet and terrible. And I lean over you and suckle your nipples one at a time, drawing them into my mouth. Hard and long, my teeth sharp, biting. Oh, yes. And my hand stroking down over your body, touching each bite of the whip, soothing, caressing, until my fingers are on your clit, stroking gently, circling, pressing, oh yes, oh yes, down between your lips, my fingers stroking, entering you, all the way to my knuckles. Oh, feel that entrance, feel that stretching, feel that penetration. Feel my fingertips searching you, looking for, ah, there it is. Felt your body move as my fingertips touched your G-spot. Feel my fingertips stroking, pressing, stimulating. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh, feel them moving in you now. Feel my fingers pushing in and out as my hand rocks against your pussy, as my palm presses against your clit, and your legs just open a little more, wider. That's it. Let me fuck your cunt with my hand. You feel that pressure. You feel those orgasms beginning to start. This time I will count down from 5 to 1. And each time I count down a digit, you'll come for me. A delicious, tingling, tightening, wonderful orgasm. Until we get to 1. When it feels as though all of these orgasms have built into 1 powerful, delicious hammer blow that thunders between your legs and up into your body, making you feel as though you are splintering into a million tiny pieces. Oh, it'll be so sweet. Feel my fingers stroking in and out. In you, opening wide, stretching you and drawing out. And as I count, my fingers stroke across your G-spot. Oh, feeling so good. I feel the orgasm building, tension coming stronger. Feel your pussy tightening around my fingers as I come to the first count. And you come for me the first time. Five. Come for me. Oh, yes. Come for me. And you feel that pulsing through you. And I count again. Four. Oh, it builds again and thunders through you. A fresh release, hard on the heels. And another. Three. Come for me. Oh, God. Is this impossible? It feels like you're being torn apart. Two, come for me again. Oh, feel your pussy throbbing, pulsing, gushing. And this last, most powerful, most thunderous of orgasms, when I count the last digit, will rush through you like a fountain bursting inside you, taking you to that wonderful place of pure ecstasy. One, come for me. Come for me hard and long and wet. Come for me. Oh, yes. So pleasant to contemplate you. Wet, drained, trembling and sobbing, feeling so deliciously tired, feeling that your body has been used, feeling the orgasms you've had ache all through you. And when you hear my voice, say those words, come for me, that it will feel as though all of these wonderful sensations you've had roll into one and explode deep inside you, making you feel incredibly, wonderfully, totally taken. And the orgasm just washes through you, pounding so deliciously that you cry out and your pussy just gushes. Come for me. Oh, yes. Come for me. Oh, yes, you can't help it. It just happens. Oh, yes. Going to count to three, and you're going to wake up for me, remembering everything, every word I've spoken, every sensation, every delicious, thrilling feeling. You wake up and you'll feel rested, relaxed, and completely aware, and you'll remember all that I've said, and you'll recall that when I say those words, you'll come. But not now. Just next time. So, one, two, three. Wake up. Wake up. Be aware. Recall it all. And feel refreshed. Well, my dear, I hope you enjoyed my little punishment. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
SMOTP.com